with Gareth Broderick at the end of the game against Kent, which finished as a draw, largely because you went out and got 78 not out. How painful was it?
To be honest, it wasn't too bad, if I'm being brilliantly honest. I managed to figure out a way of not kind of involving it too much. It was on the bottom hand, luckily, so I didn't have to grip it too hard. The start was painful, and kind of a few painkillers and coffee chasers, which I learned from my friend John Betty, got me through. Like I said, it wasn't too bad, and just happy that we got through and saved the result at the end of the day.
And the finger was heavily strapped, I take it.
Yeah, I had a splint on inside the bat, which made it quite big. But like I said, it was off the bat majority of the time. Only a few shots that kind of were painful, so maybe a lesson for me to to kind of not grab the bottom of the bat so hard with the hat, and hopefully I'll put in more knocks like that.
Were you batting on adrenaline to some degree, because the match situation demanded that you went out and just steered the side to safety?
Not really. I think, you know, if it was a quicker and bouncier wicket with air attack, you probably would have done. I think the nature of the wicket being quite slow, it kind of stifled them a little bit, obviously. So the adrenaline, I wouldn't say, was there much. I just kind of tried to stay calm and try to bat as long as possible and take it ball by ball, and luckily that's what I did.
The way the match was set up at the start of the last day, it looked like a one where you just needed to get yourself into a safe position. There was never going to be a declaration, was there, really? Because the pitch was too slow, and it would favour the side batting last.
Yeah, definitely it would have done. It's a pity because, you know, both sides are pretty positive thinking teams, and it was probably a stage of the game where, you know, something could have potentially been brokered or set up, but it didn't pan out that way. And I think that kind of ended, all hopes kind of ended yesterday when our bowlers, you know, like Liam and everyone, bowled 25, 26, 27 overs. To then try to set something up and come back and do that again today, it was never quite going to happen with another two games in 2 weeks. It's sad, but it seems like to play positive cricket, and it was unfortunate we couldn't set something up. But after the first hour this morning, there was only one team that could win, that was them, so we had to react to that and come back and be strong, and the lads front it up, and we got the result.
You ended up with 78. Was it purely about occupation from your point of view?
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, they had really attacking fields because they were trying to get us out, so, you know, it was quite easy. There was gaps everywhere in terms of scoring, so I just knew they just had to face balls, take time out the game, and the more time we took out the game, you know, obviously the closer to safety we got.
And Cameron, I think, batted 4 hours in the second innings, 8 hours in the first innings. That's a big effort in one match, isn't it?
Yeah, it's. I think, you know, I'll say this to my half, everyone in the change room. It's just his last game, and he's worked so hard in his game throughout the summer and last year as well. And that short stint he was here, and I don't think anyone's been as proud or happy as the lad in the change room for him to put that performance in today in both innings. He held us together in that first innings. It was phenomenal, and it was kind of. It was really good to see all his hard work, you know, finally paid off in that last game he's playing for us.
It said you're not going to play in the last two matches because of the finger. Do you think that James Bracey might keep, and what sort of experience would that be for him?
Yeah, the thing is, we've got millions of them lying around, and we keep it. So, I'm sure Colonel and Dawson and Bracey will have a chat, and, you know, I'm sure it'll just come down to basically what will be best for the team. That's the kind of way I think they'd think about it. He debutised with the gloves really, really well, and that, you know, a freaky run out and a couple of catches. So whoever takes the gloves, they'll do a sterling job, and hopefully they can both put some runs on the board as well.
Just lastly, what will you do during the winter? Will you go off and play some grey cricket somewhere once the finger's sorted out?
I'm just getting settled this side. It'll be the first winter I've stayed here in a while, so I'll probably be here working, making sure, keep giving the finger a rest, getting in the gym, hitting inside. So it'll be interesting. I'll probably be a quite grumpy man when the cold hits, but I'll be here this winter.
Important effort today. Hold on.
Thank you very much.